Greetings and welcome back to another on our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now beginning the fourth and final chapter of Masechet Kiddushin, Perak Asara Yuchsin, which begins on Daf Samach Tet Amud Aleph. On the handout, I put a few notes about this chapter, but it begins with an interesting quasi-historic sugya describing the 10 categories of people, as far as their personal status goes, who came at some point, whether with Ezra or afterwards, from Babylonia back to Israel in the era that we refer to as Shivat Zion, from the middle of the 6th century all through the 4th century. Ezra was, of course, in the middle of the 5th century BCE. All right, let's take a look at it. Asara yuchsim alumi bavel. Kohani, Leviye, Yisraeli, Chalale, Gerei, Charurei, Mamzerei, Netinei, Shtukei, Va'asufei. All right, Kohen Levi Yisrael, we know what that is. Chalal is, of course, the result of a Kohen and a Grusha, or a Kohen Gadol and Almana. Charure, Ger is a convert. Charure is an Eved Mishukrar. Charure and Gerei are often put together. Mamzere, which is a result of particular forbidden unions. Netine, which is a rabbinic rule. We saw it in Yevamot Afayin Chet. Any member of the seven nations who converts is deemed to be a natin, and rabbinically is treated like a mamzer. Shtuke v'asufei, we'll see what they are. Kohen Levi Yisraeli, the first three, mutar nevoza v'zeh, can all marry with each other. A Yisrael can marry a bat Kohen, a Kohen can marry a bat Yisrael, etc. Leviye Yisraeli, chalale geri v'charure. Groups 2, 3, 4, and 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 can all marry with each other. Evan Meshuchar can marry about Levi, etc. Tarun Mutarin Lavoza Bazet. Geire Vacharure, the convert and the freed slave. Mamzere Unatine Shtuki Vasufe, the last six. Hula Mutarin Lavoza Bazet. They can all marry with each other too. Now, Ve'elem Shtuke, what's a Shtuke? Kol Shum Makirat Imo Ve'en Makirat Aviv, someone who doesn't know who his father is. Asufe, who's an Asufe? Kol Shun Asaf Min Ashuk, someone who's gathered in from the marketplace, a foundling. He doesn't know his father or his mother. All right, Abishol, that group number 9, the first of these last two, Abishol used to refer to him as a beduki. Somebody has to be checked out. All right, the Gemara says, I saw Yuchsim Alum Bavel. My year did Tani Alum Bavel. Why does it use the phrase Alumi Bavel? Nitni Halchul Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we say they walked, they came to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is Milta Agav Urche Kamashmalan. It's teaching something incidentally. Kedetanya, as we have legabe the Beit Hamikdash, v'kamta v'alita l'makom ashivchar Adonai Elohecha. When you have a dispute among your courts, you get up and go up. You rise and go up to the place that Hashem chooses, which of course is the Beit Hamikdash. Well, I'm entering Beit Hamikdash. Gavoa mikol Eretz Yisrael. Beit Hamikdash is in the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikol aratzot, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. So that's why he says alumi bavel. Bishtma Beit Hamikdash Kavu Amikol Eretz Yisrael. I understand. Dahainu Dichtiv. Because you're very well Bisharecha. Become Tavi Alita. It says you go up. Eretz Yisrael Kavu Amikol Eretz Yisrael. And how do I know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands? Of course, neither one of these statements can be taken topographically literally. It must be understood in some other fashion. Dichtiv. Achein hinei yamin ba'im ne'uma Adonai levelo ya'amer od. Chai Adonai shalat b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. The days are coming and no longer will people say, the Lord lives who has redeemed, has taken his people up from Egypt. But rather, they'll refer to God who brought them up, and up, of course, is to Eretz Yisrael from all the other lands. So you see that Eretz Yisrael is considered up. Now, my ear yet tani alumi bavel, nitni alu Eretz Yisrael. So now the second question is, why do you say alu from Bavel? Why didn't you say alu le Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is Messiah le Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar lo Allah is a Bavel ad sha'asa'a kesolet nikiya v'Allah. Alam Bavel doesn't just mean that they left Bavel and went up to Israel. It means that he really distilled it and brought that up with him. Now, the clarification of everybody's personal status. Itmar bayamar alu me'elehem tanan. The Mishnah says, alu, as our Mishnah says, so yuchsim alu. Rav amar he'elum tanan. No, it's he'elum. Meaning these 10 groups, 10 bunches of people with their categorizations of personal status were brought up, not that they went up. The Kamipalgi bit Rabbi Lazar, and their disagreement is whether to accept Rabbi Lazar's historic statement. That Ezra only made Aliyah after he cleansed Bavel. Abaye lately to Rabbi Lazar. Abaye says that according to this, Abaye does not accept Rabbi Lazar, and therefore he says that Ezra did not cleanse Bavel, and therefore all the people came on their own. Rava idlet Rav Elazar. Rava says that we do accept Rav Elazar, and therefore Ezra cleansed Bavel, and he had to force the people to come. The other possibility is to kulei amid lehu Rav Elazar. Everybody accepts Rav Elazar's observation. Here's the disagreement. What happened is that Ezra clarified who is who and separated people who shouldn't be married, and then on their own they made aliyah. And Rava says, no, he had to force them to come up. I understand the position, Abaya's position, said they came on their own. That the whole world is like a mixed dough relative to Eretz Yisrael, where the personal status is clear, and Eretz Yisrael relative to Bavel is like a mixed dough, because in Bavel it's really, really clear. But according to the one who says Ha'alum, Meidei Adinu, so what's the difficulty in them coming up? After all, they all knew who each other was. The answer is Nihidu Yadi Lahudara Ludar Khina Luyadi. That one generation that he distilled, they knew. Afterwards, they didn't know again. That in Bavel they lost their traditions. Bishlam alamanda maralu hainu dichtiv akabtzen al nahar haba el achu. Menachane sham shloshamim vavina shlosha vavina ba'am achonim v'nei levi lematzati sham. That Ezra on his way had this encampment at the river, and they checked and they found that there were kohanim, but there were no b'nei levi. All right, this is why Ezra gave the knas to the levim for not making aliyah, and they lost the maser, went to the kohanim. According to the one who says, Rava says he brought them up, Hamizher Zahiri. After all, they were very careful, and he would know who they were. Why did he have to start checking to see who was who? The answer is, Nahidi Zdahar, but Psulim, Yechsherim, Lo Zdahar. They were only careful to know who was Psulim, who was an Eved, who was a Mamzer, but not who's Kohen, who's Levi. That they weren't so careful about. Okay, the Mishnah says, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraeli. Those three came up, Menal and Desliku. How do I know that there were Kohanim, Levim, Yisraeli that all made Aliyah? Dichtiv, V'yoshvei HaKohanim V'halvi'im Min Ha'am HaMashorim HaShorim V'anatini V'arehim V'chol Yisrael V'arehim. This is in the big demographic chapter of Ezra, Ezra Perek Bet. When they all made Aliyah, it said that V'yeshvu HaKohanim V'halvi'im, that they, Kohanim and the Levim settled, and Yisrael V'arehim. So we have them in all their cities. All right, and this, of course, is way before Ezra. When Ezra came up, the Levim didn't come up with him. There had been Levim who made Aliyah. Ezra Bet refers back to the period of Zerubbabel. Now, Chalali, Gire, Geri, V'charure, the next three groups, Chalalim and Alan. How do I know that they're Chalalim that made Aliyah? Tanur, Yosef Mer Gedolah Chazakah. Yosef made an observation that Chazakah is a very powerful thing. Chazakah meaning holding on to personal status and maintaining it, allowing it to define who you are, is a powerful thing. Shenemar, what's his proof? Bnei HaKohanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei HaKutz, Bnei Barzilai, Shalakach, Mibnot Barzilai, Giladi, Isha, Vayikare, Al Shman. All right, so we have these people, and these particular Kohanim. Eile Bikshuk Tavam HaMitachasim, Velonim Tzu, Vayigualom Min Akuna. These people were asked to bring a family tree that demonstrated that they really were Kohanim, and they couldn't do it, and they were rejected from the Kuhuna. So Tushata said, these guys cannot eat Kodesh Kadoshim until there's a Kohen that can clarify whether they're Kohanim or not. And so what did he say? You guys maintain your chazaka. When you're in Bavel, what did you eat? Kodesh Agvul. You ate Truma. So here you eat truma too, but you can't eat kodshim. You can't go to the Beit HaMikdash. But we have a machloket back in Ketubot in the second parak whether you can use the fact that somebody ate truma and say, aha, he's a Vadai Kohen and he can now marry based on that, based on the notion he's a Kohen. So then we have a problem. These people who ate truma in Bavel, you're going to let them eat truma in Eretz Yisrael. People are going to think they're full Kohanim, not just Kohanim who couldn't really prove it. And they'll marry, and then they'll have a status of regular Kohanim, and their kids are going to do Avodah. So Shanihatim Dereach Hezkatayu. These people have already kind of lost their Chazaka, so nobody is going to allow them to marry based on the fact that they Truma. We know who they are. V'alamai G'dola Chazaka. So then what's the G'dola Chazaka that Rabbi Yossi says? The answer is Me'ikara Achul B'Truma D'Rabbanan. Originally in Bavel they ate Truma D'Rabbanan. So for Achul B'Truma D'Oraita, the Chazaka is so strong it allows them to continue eating Truma, even though now it's Truma D'Oraita in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe now we only let them eat Truma Darabanan, like vegetables and fruit that's not Shiva Minim. Bidoraita lo achul, v'chimaskinim in Truma liyuchsin, and when do we allow Truma to be proof for Yuchsin? Bidoraita, if a person eats wheat Truma, so we allow him to marry as a Kohen. But if he's only eating vegetable Truma or something like that, then we say, yeah, we're not really sure who he is. We let him eat the Truma, but we can't marry based on the idea that he's a Kohen. Meaning, he can marry, but he won't marry and be called Kohen. Midrabanan lo maskinim. Good. Ihachi magdula chazakas. If that's the case, what's the big thing of the chazaka that you ate Truma Darabanan in Chutzlarts, now we're going to allow you to only eat Truma Darabanan in Eretz Yisrael? Chazaka didn't do anything. The answer is Demiikar Aleka Lemigza Mishum Truma Doraita, because in Bavel there was no reason to say you can't eat vegetable Truma because you might come to eat Truma Doraita. There's no Truma Doraita there. Vasof Agav Deika Lemigza Mishum Truma Doraita, but Darabanan Achu, but Doraita Lo Achu. Even though now there's reason to be gozer and say we can't allow you to have any Truma because you might come to eat Truma Doraita and then Yuchsin, we still allow you to eat Truma Darabanan. So that's the Gedola Chazaka. The implication is we don't allow you to Kodesh Kodoshim. How komidin nechlu, but they can eat everything else, including Truma Doraita. So this is what it means. Lomidi the mikri Kodesh, lomikri the mikri Kodeshim. Not Kodesh Kodoshim, but Kodesh or Kodeshim. Anything that's called Kodesh and anything else called Kodeshim, they can't eat. We'll call him Kohen, give him the first aliyah as ma, but that's it. Lomidi the mikri Kodesh, what's that? Dichtiv, as a chozar, liyochal Kodesh. It's Truma. The text there is referring to Muram min hakodshim, meaning that a bat kohen, and this is the halacha that a bat kohen, once she marries Yisrael, even if he dies and there's no children, she can never again eat chazev ashok or any of the other parts of the kodshim that go to the families of the kohanim. She can eat truma, unless she has kids. That's a different story. All right. Geri v'charure. The list also mentioned Geri v'shuchram and alam marvchista makra. Cholendal min tumat goya haaretz alehem. All the people who separated from the tumat goya haaretz who joined Am Yisrael. So that's Gerim and Avid Mishukhar. People who were associated with tumat goya haaretz and separated by converting, or avadim who got freed. Okay, we'll stop at this point and we'll pick up in the next podcast with a discussion of the mamzerim and a relatively long agadic excursus on the issue of Yuchsim, and a very interesting meeting between the two Gedolei Hador of the second generation of Bavel, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.